But before we do that, Russell Milton is our man discussing the EPL action with us every weekend. Every Tuesday he joins us after a big weekend. In fact, there's a game currently underway with his boys in action, Arsenal, which we'll get to, I'm sure. Russ, good morning.
G'day, Alf. G'day, boys. How are you?
We're very well, thank you, sir. Your boys in action at the moment. What's the update?
They are, yeah. 2-0 up, just under 15 minutes to go. So I think all Arsenal fans would have breathed a sigh of relief about 5-10 minutes ago when Lacazette scored from the penalty spot to make it 2-0. At 1-0, West Brom, you know, obviously any team's in with a chance in the game at 1-0. And West Brom were unlucky a couple of times. They had some good chances and a clear penalty for me that was not given, but Arsenal have stepped up in the second half and, you know, well deserved a 2-0 lead and are looking good for the 3 points and a result that would take them up to seventh place.
Russell, Man City and Chelsea, the big boys just handing out more smackings?
Yes, it's getting a bit boring, isn't it? I think it's, you know, every week they're absolutely panning teams. City 5-0 against Crystal Palace. Palace still no goals and no points after.
Still no goals? Games.
No, still no goals. No, well, they got, and when you think they've got United and Chelsea in the next two after this, so they could be 8 games and no goals and no points. So pretty, you know, dramatic times for them. And, you know, big turnaround that Roy Hodgson needs to do, the old England manager. But, yeah, City were unbelievable. That's 22 goals in the last 5 games. They've got. Yeah, it was the De Bruyne, Silva and Aguero show. Fantastic they were. Sterling scored 2. Sane, Leroy Sane, who hadn't played much this year, come on and look fantastic. And I think going forward, Man City is certainly the best team in the league. But I just have sort of, you know, got slight reservations about their defensive if they come up against, you know, one of the top teams. And they've got Chelsea next weekend, which will be a great game. But as you said, Jimmy, yeah, Chelsea 4-0 away at Stoke. Alvaro Morata's breezed into the Premier League with such ease. And he's actually, I think he's third in Europe of the goals per minute for a player. So, you know, he's looking really good. He scored a hat-trick and there was all the hype about Diego Costa leaving Chelsea and how could they replace him. Well, you know, Alvaro Morata's done fantastically well, 6 goals in 6 games and Chelsea looking good in third place on 13 points.
I know, it's early in the year, but this a win today for Arsenal in the next couple of weeks to get some wins, to stay in touch with that top 4 or 5 sides, because they're currently sitting 12th on the table.
Yeah, they need that. They said 2-0 up against West Brom. And they had a bad start. They lost 2 out of the first 3, Arsenal. And, you know, they had the drubbing at Liverpool, didn't they? It looks like they're sort of getting things back together. Mesut Ozil's not been playing. He's on the bench again today. Arsenal fans are desperate to see him play. But I think Arsene Wenger's erred on a little bit of the side of caution. Had a good result at Chelsea, 0-0. Sanchez and Lacazette are playing together up front. And those two are linking really well. And they've gone a bit more workmanlike in midfield as opposed to the flair of Ozil. So, yeah, 2-0, this will take them into seventh place. They've got 2 or 3 winnable games, you would say, coming up. So, you know, a good little string of results will get them right back into, you know, contention of that top 4 again.
We're going to be asking you this question, Russ, I think a fair bit over this year, as to this separation between the top and everybody else. Is there a reason? Has the game style changed at all across the Premier League? Is it that the other teams just haven't got the talent? Is it that the good teams have got too much talent? Why is there seem to be such a difference, considering it looked like it was levelling itself out the last couple of years?
Yeah, it did at one point, didn't it, Walter? Yeah, I think at the minute, you know, we've had a couple of, you know, we had Leicester City, didn't we, that won the league 2 years ago. That certainly was a freak. That was a team that got together and managed to, you know, get a bit of runner form together, a little bit of belief, and they had a certain way of playing, and that got them over the line. But at the minute, yeah, there's only, you know, the top 7. Watford have crept in there. You know, you wouldn't have thought of Watford at the minute, and Marco Silva, the Watford manager, is a very good manager. I'll be surprised if they hang on to him, you know, beyond this season if they do well. They've bucked the trend at the minute. And as you said, you know, apart from that, it's the usual suspects at the top. The rich seem to get richer. It's a bit like in Spain. We've got Barcelona, Real Madrid, all the best players want to play for them, and in the Premier League, all the best players seem to be always gravitating towards United, City, Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, Arsenal, you know. So that's. I don't think we're going to get a lot of change in that. There was talk of Everton maybe getting into that sort of top 6 this year. They started really poorly. They spent well. They spent, you know, benign on 70, 80, 90 million. But so far, you know, that hasn't happened, and they're languishing sort of in down 14th place. So, you know, he's one of those. I think the big boys will always be there, the top six. And, you know, you're going to get the odd team that's going to creep in there, you know, maybe 1 year or so. But, you know, at the time, I can't see that ever changing really for the foreseeable future, mate.
Russ, have you been impressed by the season of Watford so far? They're currently six on the table, and the teams in front of them are all the big guns: City, United, Chelsea, Spurs, and Liverpool. I mean, they're the ones that sort of are out of the box this year to this point.
Yeah, they've done well, and you know, they did well recruiting the manager. They did, Marco Silva. He's had a good reputation around Europe. He did well at Hull City and nearly kept them up last year. And then, you know, Watford have obviously nabbed his services, and they've done well. They bounced back from that, I think it was 5-0, wasn't it, the week before against, or 6-1, something like that, 5-0, something like that, against Man City. And, they, you know, they returned really well against Swansea, who'd been doing OK lately. And, yeah, I'm impressed with Watford. I'd obviously expect to see them slip down half a couple of places at least, and then Arsenal to overtake them, and then that top six to battle it out. But, you know, Watford, if they can keep it going, who knows? You know, they may creep in there and stay in that top six or seven for a lot longer. But, yeah, I mean, it's really important for any team that wants to stay in the Premier League, and that would be Watford's, you know, main priority at the start of the season, to really hit the ground running. And, you know, when you think you're sort of saying 40 points is safety, well, you know, they're over a quarter of the way there already. So, you know, it's a good time for them, and I'm sure, you know, all the Watford directors and fans are not happy with the job that Marco Silva's doing.
No doubt about that. Speaking of managers and what they're doing, that's all very well in the EPL, but how are your boys going?
Cheltenham.
Yeah.
up and down. We've done well. We've lost one in the last four, won one and drawn two. We've got a game in 24 hours. We're currently fourth to bottom, but we've recruited really well at the end of the transfer window, and you know, we just found a nice little way of playing, and I think we're going to do okay. You're going to see us storming up the table, lads.
That's what we want to see. Just before we let you go, I mean, that's an interesting discussion. The transfer window for the lower tiers, how active is it?
Oh, it's the same. It's absolute manic. On our, you know, sort of leading up to it, everybody's in the same boat because it all filters down. And, you know, we're trying to get players from the top clubs. You know, they're younger players on loan. And, you know, the amount of phone calls myself, the manager, and, you know, one of the coaches is getting... It was doing all day. We were there till like 7, 8, 9 at night. And, you know, right till the end, we had two or three players got on the go, and one of them came through, two didn't. But, yeah, it's a manic day, and, you know, you won't believe some of the shenanigans that go on from agents, from players. You know, they try pulling the wool over your eyes, and, you know, but you always know that they're always trying to work a better angle for themselves and try and get a better deal. But at the end of the day, you know, we've just got to try and convince players to get to yourself. But yeah, it's a real busy day, and I think next year they're going to bring it forward to, which I think is a good idea, that the start of the season is the end of the transfer window, which is great, I think, because you know, a lot of teams like ourselves, we went into the season really three or four players short, and now it's good to know that at the start of next season, you know, you've got your squad in place, and that's it till January.
When you're getting the lone players from the high divisions, do they come back with the right attitude? Do they play with the right sort of energy, or they just sort of crack the Jimmy Brits that they're not playing in the top tiers?
It is sometimes a culture shock for them because, you know, I've been in their shoes. You know, I've obviously started my career at the Gunners. And, you know, when you do sort of come out of that environment where you're mollycoddled, you're looked after, everything's laid on a plate for you.
Yeah.
You know, all the pictures are nice, everything, the food's great, you know. it is difficult when they come out, and we try and make it as smooth a transition as possible. But, you know, it's what you have to do is you've got to obviously do your own work on them before they come into the building, and you've got to get as much information about them as possible, see them as much, talk to as many people as you can about them, and hopefully you pick the right ones. And I think we've done all right here. So, you know, we've got a nice little team together now, and I'm confident that we're going to do pretty well.
Just finally, Russ, on Gareth Barry, because he's broken the record for the most amount of games in the English Premier League. Just how long has he got left, and what sort of achievement is and how is that being celebrated back over there?
Yeah, I mean, it's tonight, isn't it, against Arsenal, 633 games. I think he's gone past Ryan Giggs, so for Premier League appearances anyway. But he's been a magnificent player. He's, you know, he's played in a number of positions, you know, left-back, centre-back, centre-midfield. He's sort of settling in the centre-midfield role now. Played there for England and done very well. He's one of those players that is a model of consistency, I think. You know, he's not an outstandingly outstanding player who'd get you off your seat. He's one of those that would just do his job week in, week out. He's got a great left foot, good professional, like I said, and just looked after himself, really. And, you know, he's probably got another year left, I would say. I think people have been thinking, how long has he got? You know, 5 or 6 years ago, he left Villa and went to various other clubs, and everyone's saying every year, this is his last one. I think Arsene Wenger was in for him at one point, and wish he could have got him. But a fabulous player, and it'll suit West Brom down to a T, because Tony Pulis, the West Brom manager, likes his players, certainly his centre midfield players, to do that sort of sitting holding role in midfield, no frills, and just get the job done. And I think fabulous achievement for him. And he could see him get over the 700 mark quite comfortably, I think.
That's a hell of a lot of games. Russ, you're a hell of a man, and we appreciate your time every week on the program. Good luck, mate. So when your boys are out there again, we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Cheers. Always a pleasure. All right.